This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, over the last year and a half, since I've been teaching at Toro University, some of my listeners, either they're that young or they have kids who have written and asked to come to my medical school. It's not my medical school. I don't own it. Okay, you guys know I don't have a, you know, pot to pee in. So I obviously don't own the medical school, but the medical school I teach at. And it's very interesting because every email I get regarding somebody who wants to come to the school that I teach at says, I think you would be an awesome teacher. Now, I'm honored by that, but let me be honest with you. I don't think the students like it one bit. I mean, maybe they like it a little bit initially, but I'm picking up a lot of things, you know, from the students that make me wonder if my being around them or heading that particular classroom that day is causing anxiety. Okay, so, for example, we have different levels. You know, you got the first-year medical students, the second-year medical students, third, and the fourth. The first-year medical students in any school, they're the little baby doctors, you know, little babies. They come in. They're very new. First-year medical students are always really bright-eyed and wide-eyed, and they'll listen to everything you say, and they think you're the bomb. Okay, then by the time you're a second-year student, you're kind of like a toddler. You know, I could walk, Mommy. I don't need you on my case all the time. I need you for stuff. But I want to do this on my own and kind of leave me alone a little bit. All right, so it's a toddler stage. And they get a little bit cranky. Okay, and that's very interesting. It so follows the development of a child. Then the third year class, now because they're out in clinicals and they're already starting to see patients and they're out of the classroom, they're like the preteens. You know, they're like, okay, wait a second here. I'm now going through puberty, and I'm just about a teenager. And so I'm going to listen to you, but really just stay off my case. And you don't really see a lot of the third years. Then by the time a medical student is a fourth year, they're like a full-blown teenager. And they don't even listen to you anymore. They're like, look, I'm graduating medical school, so I'm good. You know, lady, you know, you and, you know, your baby wipes and all that, just get out of my face. I am so beyond that. And it's really amazing. Now, they're still nice and they still love mama, but, you know, you see the progression. So I come up to a bunch of the students that are kind of in a, kind of an atrium area, and apparently they had to dress up professional dress when you see a patient or when you, work with actors and practice your skills. And it was the first time I saw the baby doctors all dressed up like that. And so I was like, oh, my gosh, my babies are all dressed up. And they got their white coats. And it was very interesting. And some of the second year students were sitting there. And you see them smile, but smile at the baby students, at the younger students, like, yeah, we had to put up with that, and now you have to put up with that. And you see the first-year students look to them, you know, like for some sort of help and guidance, because I'm sitting there telling them that the mommies would be so proud and I'm starting to lactate myself and all that stuff. And they look at the older students for some sort of, you know, guidance with this and counseling and support. The older student's like, sorry, we have to deal with it. You have to deal with it. Okay, so that was like one thing. Okay, then the second thing that kind of happened is one of the older students who I still, you know, think, likes me and respects me, okay, you know, as, you know, mama doctor, comes in and asks for a letter of recommendation. Okay, and, you know, it's an honor because the average person doesn't want me to do a letter of recommendation because, you know, it's not that I made a lot of enemies, but people in the medical community don't think I'm the sharpest tool in the shed. All right, you know, I don't really quote the New England Journal of Medicine correctly because I can't pronounce half the words. Some of them listen to my show, and yes, I think I'm very well versed on medicine. I think I'm a fantastic doctor. Knock on wood, haven't gotten sued. I, you know, took care of thousands and thousands of patients. I was an ER doc for a period of time before I opened my practice. I know my stuff, but I don't really give that impression. So somebody comes with a letter of recommendation from Dr. Dahlia, they're like, oh, I guess you really know farts, you know? Yeah, so that's, it's not, but anyway. So the student asked for me to write the letter of recommendation, but he goes, now, can you make sure to, you know, comment on, you know, the things I've done in school and, you know, leadership qualities and, you know, the extracurricular activities? I'm like, well, yeah, well, duh, of course, that's what you do with a letter. And he looks at me and he goes, will you include that in the letter? And I start to say, well, what else would be in the letter if not that? And then I realized, apparently, this student, and probably all students think, that my letter, that would be going for residency, directorship, or whatever, internship, would be nothing but, oh, he's such a baby, he's such a good boy, and he wore his white coat, and he was so handsome, and he did his grades, mommy's so proud. And I'm like, you know, the letter is not going to have any of that, but I think the students think that. And so I get a follow-up email on the letter, and again, reminding me to make sure that there's actually substance in there. You know, something that the residency directors could use. And I'm like, is that what the students think of me? Do the students think I'm just some emotional, blubbering, you know, lactating mother that just stands there and doesn't know what the hell, you know, right from left is? And so I am going to write a very professional, very, I don't want to use the word cold, but stoic letter. And I don't think I've ever really done that because usually I do have a little, you know, in there because, you know, they're your babies and, you know, making new baby doctors into grown-up doctors. You of course, have some sort of a motherly connection to them. But I'll make sure there's no breast milk that I accidentally sprays on the letter. I'll make sure that I keep the these to a minimum. But I, you know, for those of you thinking that you want me to be your teacher, you know, when you come to the medical school I teach at Toro, I you think twice, or maybe interview the other students first, because I just don't think I'm as liked as much as I think I am. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. I got nervous when I heard Brad was going to be working the show. I dated a Brad once. It was a very, very long time ago, Brad. And the reason why I'm nervous is I don't really remember what happened with the relationship. Usually, if it's a bad relationship, you remember. If it's a good relationship, you think about it while you're still married. But I don't I don't remember anything about what happened when I dated this guy named Brad. And I'm kind of nervous about it because was I roofied the whole time? So anyway, Brad, that wasn't you. I mean, you're not 40, you're not 20, you're not 26, are you?
No, I'm 23, so we're clear, yeah.
Okay. Well, Brad was younger than me, kind of a lot younger than me, but okay, good. Close one. Oh, that would have been really awkward. All right, so big thanks to you all for tuning in. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And, yeah, I know. I have a producer that is a lot younger than me. This makes me feel old now. God, I'm old. It's okay. I look 25. All right, 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess while my show was going on, there was supposed to be a shutdown that almost happened, and Washington reached the brink of another shutdown. Doesn't this happen every year? Don't we always? I think it happens like twice a year. Don't we always hear that that the government's going to shut down and government workers are going to be furloughed? And for you and I, that's not a government worker. We're like jealous because these guys get paid, right, to not come to work, right? When you're furloughed, I think it's paid leave. And so, not that I want GCN to ever take a shutdown, you know, because again, you know, okay, there's government money reinfusing after a shutdown. Your particular company, but it would be nice to get paid leave. That would actually feel pretty damn good. But I don't think the government is going to shut down. But if there was going to be a department that was going to shut down, I would probably suggest it be the IRS. Nobody likes them anyway. Nobody really wants them actively working. And so if you're going to shut something, shut them down. I'm fine with that. Okay, so what do we have here? We've got a lot to talk about. All right. There was some new news that came out a couple days ago that I didn't get a chance to talk about because I was talking about minutia. When we look at chronic traumatic encephalopathy from people who have done sports, any of you guys that have done sports, your kids, grandkids, whatever, we worry about them getting this neurodegenerative disease. This chronic traumatic encephalopathy happens where if you have repeated trauma to the head, your brain will show pathology. And this pathology that the brain will show can exhibit as mood swings, depression, anger, violence, suicidal thoughts, etc. And so we've been using the term concussion causing chronic traumatic encephalopathy. When I've been using the term head trauma, and those two terms should not be used interchangeably. A concussion is where the brain hits the side of the skull. Any brain injury in either a coup or counter coup, meaning the part of the brain that gets hit and then the backside that bounces, because the brain is in fluid, so it oscillates back and forth until it comes back to a standstill. So there's your coup and your counter coup hits. But you know, whether you get a concussion or not, or whether you black out, and you don't necessarily have to black out for a concussion, I kind of use the term trauma to the head. And now they're saying, well, that's exactly, see, so I do know something. It's repeated hits to the head and not necessarily the number of concussions. Now, they're saying that in very young individuals for their age to exhibit Alzheimer's-like disease, we had seen on 99% of the brain studied in Boston that there were changes to the brain that shouldn't have been in that age group, but were in these football players. We've also seen them in military veterans, including many who have been exposed to roadside bombs and other types of military blasts. And so repetitive hits to the head, even without concussion, can result in CTE. But we didn't really have a definitive study until now. So Dr. Lee Goldstein, one of the authors of the study, published in the journal Brain, says now we have scientific proof of the pathologies to support it. And again, it's not just about football. It could be hockey. It could be soccer. It could be gymnastics. Andrew Bedees, the father of a hockey player, says, when I was growing up, there wasn't even a thought, are you hurt? It was just take a deep breath and get back out there. And so a lot of kids now are, you know, kind of now being told by their mommies and daddies, nah, 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 wanted to do a sport less rough. Goldstein and his colleagues from Boston University evaluated the brains of four deceased athletes, age 17 and 18. All four had died within a day to 4 months of receiving some sort of sport-related head injury and a history of playing football. And all four brains, so we're talking about 17, 18-year-old kids. In all four of these brains, there were already changes to the brain that could be indicators of CTE. So what did they see? They saw leaky blood vessels and abnormal buildups of the protein tau. And tau protein we will see built up also in those that suffer from Alzheimer's. And the beta amyloid production. And they say the changes in the brain occurred as early as 24 hours after injury. And Goldstein said one of the cases could technically qualify as early stage CTE. So what researchers have found under the microscope is striking. They go, we're seeing the earliest pathology soon after one of these injuries. Now, I know this is frustrating. I get, you know, because most of us had done some sports in school, and most of us had hurt ourselves pretty badly. I sustained concussions just by falling off monkey bars and doing stupid stuff. And so, and I was waiting for my mom to pick me up in kindergarten. I was sitting on a railing, fell, smacked my head. I woke up in the nurse's office after school. My mom was like, I'm going to beat your butt. So it was a very, that's what you did as a kid. You fell and you got hurt and but remember, the average lifespan at the time, and we're not talking biblical, but in the olden days, we would live less than when a lot of these changes could surface. Now that people are living longer and they're older and we're like, why would a, 50 or 60 year old man be suicidal? Or now that we're seeing younger, individuals like Aaron Hernandez, commit suicide in jail, you start to go, okay, wait a second. Something's going on. We've been missing something. And rather than calling somebody crazy or, telling them to go, drink a whiskey and calm down, we're starting to link these things together. And Aaron Hernandez was young. I forget how old he was. He was in his 20s, wasn't he? He was charged with double murder. And he was sentenced to prison. While he was in prison, he committed suicide. And so the family is suing the NFL, not so much because of the murders, because they still can't prove that the CTE and football playing caused that behavior, but in terms of the suicidality. And people always think about, well, what happened with O.J. Simpson? O.J. Simpson was acquitted of murder, but, were his alleged rages or the allegation of him killing Nicole Brown Simpson or Ron Goldman a result of his injuries when he played for the Bills. So, we now go back and we go, oh, that could be CTE. Oh, that could be CTE. And it's hard to say. It's really hard to say. So, Goldstein and his colleagues decided to mimic the experiences of human brains in mouse models. They exposed mice to repeated head trauma. I know Pete is probably having a cow on this one. So, repeated head trauma, similar to that in football. The researchers found similar pathologies in both mouse and human brains, regardless of the type of blast exposure they had experienced. Goldstein and his colleagues also measured the mice for concussion-like symptoms by testing their arousal and balance. They found that even without concussion, the mice exposed to the head trauma still exhibited changes in the brain. So, what do? We got kids, we got sports, we got the playoffs. So we got the Jaguars and the Patriots, and congratulations, the Jaguars making it this far. I got money on the Patriots. What is it, a 9.5, Fred? I forget where we're at with that, but got the Patriots and the Jaguars, and my guess is it's going to be pretty ugly game, but a good fight, but Patriots are going to probably make it. We got the Vikings and the Eagles, and oh boy, this is a home game with the Eagles, but I got to tell you, these Vikings have had a phenomenal season. So I think the Vikings could pull through. But I got to tell you, the Eagles, I hate to say this, but at the start of the season, I predicted that it would be Eagles-Patriots at the Super Bowl. So I just never thought the Eagles were going to play the Vikings, and I like the Vikings. So I'm not sure what's going to go on there, and I'm probably not going to bet because, the Eagles have a good chance, but I really want the Vikings to win. But anyway, this is what people are excited about. We got the playoffs, for crying out loud. Then in a couple weeks, we got the Super Bowl. And we want to see football. We want to see hockey. The Golden Knights from Las Vegas are kicking butt. This is their first year. And wow. We love seeing sports. We love seeing fights. It's because we're animals. But things are going to change. And we don't want our kids and we don't want any more adults getting hurt. So sports are going to start getting boring. 1-877-DOCTELLY. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. I was just on Facebook trying to find Brad. I just got to see what he looks like. I just got to remember. I really don't understand why I can't remember a relationship that was significant enough for me to remember the name. You know, otherwise, I wouldn't remember the name. Well, we'll figure it out. All right, Aetna is going to pay $17 million, not to you or I, after mailing revealed patients' HIV meds. Do you guys remember that? Remember, Aetna had sent patients envelopes with large clear display windows that revealed they were prescribed HIV medications. They have now reached a $17 million settlement after a class action lawsuit, argued that they breached the privacy of thousands of customers who take HIV medications. Duh. So I'm a fan of Aetna. Aetna took care of a lot of my patients, but this wasn't stupid. I have to say that. The mailing was sent on July 28th to 12,000 customers in at least 23 states. Aetna agreed in the settlement,
which requires court approval, to pay at least $500 to customers whose privacy was breached through the revealing envelopes. The company has also agreed to pay $75 to customers whose names were inappropriately disclosed to a male vendor. There's no privacy anymore, people. No privacy at all. And it said in the statement the company is working to remedy the situation. Through our outreach efforts, immediate relief program, and this settlement, we have worked to address the potential impact on members following this unfortunate incident. Is $500 enough? I mean, if now your mailman, your roommate, $500 against what yet. They say, in addition, we are implementing measures designed to ensure something like this does not happen again as part of our commitment to best practices and protecting sensitive health information. So they are going to take steps to prevent other mishaps. Now, the lawsuit originated in Pennsylvania when a 52-year-old Bucks County man whose sister learned he was taking HIV medications had seen the Aetna letter mailed to him. So, you know, she was like, well, what? You know, and he was like, oh, man, I got to explain this to you. You know how sisters are. We're real pains in the butt. You thought your mama was a pain in the butt? Wait till you have a sister, especially an older sister. So Aetna's July mailing was an attempt to address privacy concerns raised in two lawsuits filed against the insurer back in 2014 and 2015. So when an insurance company wants to let everybody know about, you know, a issue with your medications, and we don't think the phone line is completely secure because we don't know if, you know, it's you we're talking to, an insurance company will then use a letter. And so, you know, what sort of, shall we say, protocol would be the most private? I'm at the point now where I am just going to assume that anything in my medical record is going to be out there, which is fine for me because I tell you guys everything. You guys know about the hemorrhoids, right? You know when I have to go and get another pap smear. I think I talked about my pelvic ultrasound and my mammogram. I think I read my mammogram report, right? For some reason, the knee bones were in the report and conclusion. Two bony prominences that look like patellas, as well as proximal tibia, appear to be in the image of this mammogram. Well, because that's where the boobs are. The mammogram had to go where the boobs were. So at this point, I'm just assuming that anything that goes to the doctor or whatever is going to be seen by other people. And it is. And this is something we don't like to talk about. So let's say you have gonorrhea. And I want you to be treated for gonorrhea. And you're peeing, okay, and it burns. You see that your underwear is a little dirty. And you remember having a encounter about a week ago. So you go to the doctor, and you ask the doctor for the medication. The doctor gives you the medication, or doesn't give you the medication. He writes in the chart that he's going to write for you the medication. I'm going to send to the pharmacy electronically your medication. Okay? If you don't get it, call the nurse. All right, so the medication gets sent, and, you know, the medication should hopefully be just the medication. All right, but let's say the insurance doesn't want to cover that particular medication, or they want to know why. Well, there's going to be a diagnosis code of urethritis. And urethritis with that particular antibiotic basically connotes that we're dealing with something STD-related or STI-related, sexually transmitted. So whoever's up at the insurance company getting this code and processing the claim and making sure that's okay will know that you, John Doe, you know, had a urethritis. Then the pharmacy gets it. The pharmacist may be busy, new prescription. So he has a pharmacy tech deal with it. Pharmacy tech deals with it. There's a shift change. Now the pharmacy tech, you know, has a medicine for you. You know, and I mean, nobody's supposed to be sitting there talking about your diagnosis. You know, it's just like when you work in a restaurant. The more you think about what happens in the kitchen, the less you want to go to the restaurant. Same thing with the doctor's office. The more you realize the steps, the less you want to go. Meanwhile, the lab is running your urine test or your penile swab. Depending if somebody still does penile swabs, usually we could do it in the urine. And then the test comes back positive. So that gets inputted. That gets sent. Nurse from the doctor's office goes, where's the labs? Lab technician goes, oh, I have the labs and results right here. So already there's a small group of people dealing with your records. And so I learned early on that there's just no privacy. If you're a medical student and you have to tell your, you know, intern, and the intern has to tell the second-year resident, the third-year resident has to talk to the attending. Then we have to have the nurses involved. Then the nurses, you know. Now, the medical community has been doing this for decades and centuries, and we know to keep things private, and we don't care if you have gonorrhea or chlamydia or a rectal abscess or enlarged prostate or, I don't know, lopsided boobs. We don't care, okay? Because the average human being has issues, and the average medical worker has issues themselves. So we're very understanding because this is the human body, and this is just the way the body is. But you as a person are like, okay, I really don't want all these people involved or all these people knowing. Now we go from paper charts to electronic medical records. Now with electronic medical records and more computers and more things in the computer, you now lose access. Usually paper had to go from A to B. Now with something in the computer system, it will go global. Once something is in a computer system or on a server, globally, anybody can have access, whether it's hacked, whether it's accidentally sent. And I'm wondering, rather than us panicking by that thought, we just go into the doctor just knowing, look, you know, people are going to know, and I'm just not going to have privacy. Now, somebody running for public office is going to really have an issue with that. Somebody in Hollywood is going to probably have an issue with that. And I think we'll have an issue with that, but it's not going to go back the other way. We're not going to get rid of computers. It's not going to happen. Even a paper chart, somebody could break in and open it up. Nobody would. Nobody cares. Now, that's another reason why doctors didn't care about bad handwriting. They're like, I don't want anybody else reading this. It's private. All know. But if, and that's why a lot of patients didn't care about the illegibility. They go, good, nobody can understand that this is gonorrhea, fine by me. The only person I needed to know was the doctor. I don't even know why I had to write it down. But we have to write things down because of lawsuits. Well, something wasn't treated. I'm now infertile. I went to the doctor. And if the doctor didn't write that down to preserve your privacy, he gets sued. So, yeah, he's going to write it down. Patient had gonorrhea. I told him to use condoms. I told him to quit having unprotected sex. That's going to be all over the chart. So what I predict is going to happen, which you talked about in the show, is the average person is going to lie through their teeth when they go to the doctor. And, in fact, they did. One of the reasons why Z-Pax, the antibiotic that people, quote-unquote, use for bronchitis, was used so much is because word got out that it was a gonorrhea. It was a medication used for gonorrhea and chlamydia. And people would come in, ask for a Z-Pak, and if you take all the pills at once, it could help treat the medication. So people were asking for, oh yeah, I got a bronchitis. And since it's really hard to objectively see that, even though you really shouldn't treat bronchitis all the time with antibiotics, people got their Z-Pak. And that's how they got their STD treatment. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, big thanks to those of you tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, I was talking about how I teach medical students, and I guess when they take care of a patient or when they practice their patient encounters, they're supposed to wear a tie. And I was informed, because I kind of direct this one course, that a bunch of the male students didn't wear a tie. All right, and so I need to deal with that. Now, I don't know how to you know, even wear, I don't know how to wear one. I don't know how to tie one. You know, I dated a lot of men. I know how to take the tie off. Okay, I just don't know how to tie a tie. I always thought it'd be really, really sexy, you know, dress my husband in the morning and, you know, put his tie on. But I don't. I don't know how to put on the tie. So what I do, I mean, he later learned himself, but how I would do it is I would take the tie and apparently, you know, whenever you put a tie on or you wrap anything around, you want to make sure the ends are even. I guess not with the tie. I guess with the tie, one end's supposed to be longer. Well, I didn't know that. So I would take it and then I would like make a little bow. You know, like I used to do my hair in the 80s and early and late 70s. So I would make a bow. And then there's this little hook on the back of one of the ties, a little cloth hook. So I would take my husband's chest hair. I would tie a knot around that little hook, okay, so I could, then it would keep it flat, otherwise it flops all over the place. And then I take a scissors, because one side now is a lot longer than the other, and cut it. And here my husband painfully looks like a dork because I tied his tie. Now you're like, why would my husband even stand there and let me do this? Well, we were newly married. Okay, he didn't want to be in the doghouse. He still wanted to get sex. Not that him allowing me to tie his tie so crappily ensured him having sex for the 21 years of marriage we've been married for. But anyway, nevertheless, that's another story for a different day. I don't know how to tie a tie. So my guess is these students weren't being rebellious or slackers. I'm thinking the students just don't know how to tie a tie. Now, some of you have brought up the Windsor tie. And I'm like, why are the British involved? Well, I guess the Duke of Windsor and his grandfather, King Edward VII, had apparently opted to tie their knots in a wide triangular form. When the Duke of Windsor visited the United States in the 1930s, his fashion sense, I guess, was quickly adopted, and it was considered more comfortable and relaxed. And so I'm looking at the Duke of Windsor, and was he the one that abdicated? I believe, right? And then he was Edward VIII. I have to double check. I got to remember my, I know Crown is on, I know I watched Crown. I'm starting to forget my British history. I'm sorry. Hey, look, at least I'm learning about knots. So I guess for my medical students, I found a site on how to tie a necktie. Now, look, okay, maybe some of these students really are slackers. Maybe they did forget, but I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. So I sent an announcement telling them, look, guys, I understand you don't know how to tie a tie. I also told them to find any faculty, male faculty member they can, even if it's a dean, to have them stop what they're doing to teach how to tie a tie. Now, my guess is they will get their acts together and learn how to tie a tie. But this is very interesting. When you Google how to tie a tie, there's this website called ties.com, and then it says / how to tie a tie. And this is really a cool site. Wow. And if you guys take a look at this, there's three knots that every man should know. One is the four in hand, one is the half Windsor, and the other is the Windsor. And I guess I'll tell you guys the difference when I figure it out. Then you have a classic necktie knot, the simple, the Kelvin, the Prince Albert, and the Pratt. Again, these all sound British. Why is the tie such a British thing? Don't Americans wear ties? Don't the Scots? No? Is really tie a British thing? A lot of guys hate wearing ties. I mean, I don't want people to hate the British because, you know, we should all be over the whole Revolutionary War thing. But, boy, the British are really involved when it comes to these ties. Then they have a group of adventurous knots called the Eldridge, which, by the way, is my favorite. It is sexy. The Van Wyck. I don't like that one. The Trinity is pretty. The Murrell. And the Balthus. And then they teach you how to tie a bow tie. So they say that you need to first choose the right knot for the job. Thick ties may necessitate the use of smaller knots, like a four in hand or the simple knot. Thin ties will do better with the Pratt or Windsor. And every knot has a distinct character. The Prince Albert swaggers with a refined elegance. The Kelvin throws caution to the wind. Are you guys... Yeah, this is very, very interesting. You know, I wonder, ladies, if these ties... Or gentlemen. I wonder if these ties are designed to get us aroused. Maybe these ties are trying to tell us something. You know? I mean, think about it. A tie is, you know, angled in a way that reminds you of, you know, genitalia. And then it points down. I mean, you follow the tie down to a, you know, maybe this is supposed to be some sort of a mating call. I don't know. They say the Murrell grins like a cat. I definitely wouldn't want that one. The Van Wyck. Isn't there a Van Wyck near the LIE in New York? Anyway, that is supposed to be more scoundrelly. And the Eldridge and Trinity knots, I think, are very, very sexy. They look like futuristic necktie origami. So they show you how to, you wrap it around, then you go around, under, behind, and through. I still don't know how to do that. So they teach you how to do the knot. So the four in hand is supposed to be very, very popular. There's not a lot of difficulty. Oh, this is great. So I guess okay. So I guess one side has to be half the length of the other. Then you wrap the big side around the smaller. Then this is where I get stuck. I guess you wrap it around another time. You pull it up through the neck and then down through the hole and knot it. All right. So anyway, lots of knots, lots of sexy stuff. Bow ties, you know, there's a lot of guys that wear bow ties. And they're the least sexy of all the tie. And a lot of people are into bow ties. Even people in my work, I've seen it. And everybody's like, oh, I love the bow tie. And I'm like, do you really? I think it's cool. And I think it's great for personality. But it's not going to be the sexiest thing. And so I think people like wearing bow ties because they want to stand out. Or they want to look like they have a sense of humor. Or they want to look a little rebellious. But for those of you that really want to have that, you know, James Dean, you know, rebellious type of look to you, no, I would not do the bow tie. But I do think the Eldridge is very, very sexy, very sleek, and the Windsor, it just, to me, looks a little stuffy, but I guess that's what guys wear. I had no idea that there was such a art to this. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. When we come back, I want to say a little bit more about what happened with this veteran that had a scalpel stuck inside his body 4 years after surgery. Okay, what the hell is going on there? Then scientists are getting closer to a blood test that could detect 8 types of cancer. This is pretty damn cool. Also, scientists think that we will have a universal flu shot. All right, so we're getting close. We have a guy who was eating sushi. And when he ate sushi, he got a little present afterwards. It was a 5-foot tapeworm. We'll talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.